We will get to FSPs in a second. Before that, segment two is always sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor when ordering seed, and oftentimes discounts are lost buying from multiple brands. But Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote. And always remember the three F's: faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrids.
Trevor's going to be in the 13th, is that right, Jake?
That's Wednesday. Wednesday.
And also, he just want to let everybody know that he'll be available for just a consultation when he's here in town. Also, autographs. He'll be doing autographs and free autographs. Free autographs.
Is he? Ask him for autographs?
A lot. And some people like that. And then they're like, well, what's it cost? And he's like, he scoffed at it. He goes, that's not how me and Sonny do it. And so they're doing free autograph session.
Trevor signs autographs.
Signs autographs, yes. Well, when you have this kind of...
I wouldn't even recommend.
You want that autograph,
so,
by the way.
So
you want that.
God is my witness.
Yes.
I talked to John, who we talked to here, right, all the time.
John, yes.
So I was talking to his wife, and he talked about one of the family members. This is a factual story. Hand to God.
Okay, I believe you.
Yesterday, and they said, family member that gets all their seed from Beck's. And I go, what about the reward program? He goes, he's almost annoyed with it. He gets so much stuff. He's gotten a new lawnmower. He started naming off all the stuff that he got. He said it was borderline. He says it's borderline ridiculous. I said, how much stuff?
It's gluttonous.
It is. And so just imagine that. And
gluttonous.
Have that kind of rewards program. I got it live yesterday, and I wasn't even asking. Hey, what do you know about? They let me know because they saw the hoodie, and they're going, oh yeah, the stuff that gets delivered. He gets something delivered to his house every month. Every month he gets something delivered.
It's not hard times.
No, it's not.
Life is good.
Thank
with
you.
Beck's Hybrids.
Thank you, Sonny.
That's a good way to put it. Life is good with Beck's Hybrids.
Yes.
It's a simple slogan.
That's like a simple slogan. It's like,
life is good with Beck's Hybrids.
That's all you need.
It's like one of those nationwide is on your
That's side. Good. Yeah. Gets
so,
in your head.
Yeah. So Jake's got...
I'll work on a jingle for
you. Yeah, we're going to jingle
the words. How do you get us to
it? You guys could come up with a jingle.
We should be jingle writers.
I bet.
I think we could do
lucrative.
It.
That's my job.
I bet it's lucrative.
What do you for job? I write jingles.
I'll bring a piano in. Me and Jake will knock some things out. We'll bring a piano right out here.
Does your sister play the piano?
What's that?
Tamara.
She used to. She got all kind of the perks growing up, all the extra special stuff. She got it all. Yeah.
Well, she should probably.
She goes. She's older. She's the firstborn. Firstborns are always they're way up.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're it's not the same. And yeah. It's always that you were my first. So right. I've lived that life.
The life
overlooked.
Overlooked.
Second fiddle.
Second fiddle.
It is time for a Friday edition of FSPs. Field storming possibilities in college football. Bill, where can we possibly see some FSPs?
We've got weekend? Some. We really do. We got some things and some interesting ones. So I want to have that. First of all, Miami at Georgia Tech.
Yep.
100%. It all depends, you know, if their quarterback's back. Georgia Tech is kind of stumbling a little bit right now. But Miami at Georgia Tech will be a slam dunk. Here's one that could be an epic one.
Okay.
If it goes down, Georgia at Ole Miss.
Ooh,
that will be one of those where you go, wow.
They'll come out.
The entire field will just be bombarded. It will be complete nuts.
Ole Miss.
Here's the one here. Talk to me. I need input. Michigan at Indiana.
Hmm.
Now, Indiana's obviously high-ranked. Michigan. Yeah. I don't know if they're coming or not.
They should storm.
I don't know if Cignetti does the old... We're not doing that. I just give him the hand. Fans, or he lets him go. I don't know what's going to happen. He'll just be like, but here's the deal. They've only been favored twice against Michigan since the 1960s.
You think they're coming?
I would understand if they would.
Since the 1960s, they've been favored twice against Michigan.
Hmm.
In the last 58 years or 60 years, ever the total was whatever it was in the 60s. They've been favored twice to beat Michigan.
I wonder if they. I'll be watching.
Do they come?
I'll watch
if they beat them. That's an interesting one.
I'll watch.
Would you encourage that for them, Bill, or not? How would you?
Hard one. It's a hard.
You're a 14-point favorite.
You're a 14-point favorite, and you're ranked eighth or ninth, and they're like 5-4.
And what if you win like 41-14?
Yeah. Then I say, if it's an epic game and they win it late, I think
the
emotional takeover. So I'm either way, I'm not upset. If they don't or they do, I'm with it.
100.
Clemson at Virginia Tech. No, Clemson lost last week. Not quite the same. I still think they storm. I think Virginia Tech storms at their place. Here's one. Army at North Texas. Anything to remember now.
Imagine Army getting stormed on.
Imagine Army getting stormed on.
Yeah.
Army's highly ranked. Undefeated.
They come
undefeated.
At it.
Undefeated. And North Texas is scoring points. What if, yeah, they come back? That'd be awesome.
We're ready for your story, baby.
You want to?
We are the Army.
Imagine all of a sudden people are getting tossed back into the stands. Bodies just, people's getting just flung back into the stands.
They come past the store.
They meet at the 50 in a circle.
Nice.
Army does, and they just yeah. start roughhousing.
Yeah, they have a formation they get into for years. Formation.
I tell you one thing. You know, sometimes people like to, you know, when they come onto the field, they like to taunt the other team. I don't think there's going to be any taunting going on.
Look, Army,
excuse me, sir. Just trying to get by here. Just trying to tear a goalpost down. No problems here. No
problem. Good game, by the way.
Good game. Great game. Good no game, problems sir. Here. Appreciate what you do. We're just storming because of what's going on.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service. Dude, no issues here. Would love to see it. Colorado at Texas Tech.
You think Tech's coming?
Tech would. Yeah,
Tech
they
just
would.
Just beat Iowa State.
Tech just beat Iowa State. They kind of made a turn. Win.
Top 10 Iowa State, yeah. Undefeated
top
Iowa
10,
State.
Yeah, top 10 undefeated.
Think Tech's
on the
coming?
Road. I think they're coming. What a job by Prime. What a job by him. But they're coming. Alabama at LSU. Still believe they storm.
You think they're storming?
It's tight.
Who are you picking in that game?
It's a hard one. I tell.
Come on.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm taking Alabama.
I'm taking LSU.
Alabama.
Interesting. I took LSU,
and not a bad take.
I think the live Tiger is going to be back on the field for that one for the first time in a while.
That would be nice to see.
They got a lifetime.
Mike the Tiger. When I was there, it was Mike the Tiger 8. It was number 8 when I was there. An incredible.
Mike the Tiger.
He lives in a complex that costs about $25 million right across from the stadium. Right across from the stadium. It was awesome. I bet we went to see him, see Mike probably 30 times. Every time I was down to take anybody down to the stadium, we'd go see Mike.
It's a live Tiger that lives right by the stadium.
Safe.
Like that.
The Holy War. BYU at Utah.
Oh,
BYU, BYU's undefeated.
Yep.
Utah's 4-4.
Here they come.
They'll come. And then that is, I tell you one, when you talk about, and I think most of the pundits would agree with me, especially if they followed it all, it's the most rivals. Most rivals have they have the due respect. There is always, you know what, rivalry, yes, but while we do have some respect for them, it's true hate.
Oh, yeah.
It's true hate. Utah and BYU and coaching in that game is remarkable. That is one of the highlights of my life.
Really?
Highlight, being in that game and being lucky enough to be part of winning side of it, and have also lost in a gut-wrenching loss. And it's like, you can't breathe. You really can't. You can't even walk. You're so devastated, you can't even believe it. You really can't.
Is Colorado, Nebraska that?
I think there's definitely
hate.
There's definitely hate there. That's a pretty close one.
Yeah.
Pretty close. But, you know, these guys had a little sabbatical there. Now they're in the same conference again. They still play quite a bit. And so now they're back in the same conference. So it's kind of really regrouped back to the days of when they're both in the Mountain West and they're both in the WAC. And it's, like I said, it's true hate.
There's few rivalries like that. Like, what is another one? I mean, Texas A&M for sure.
Yeah, that's hate.
True hate.
Yeah, true hate.
Ugly hate.
Yeah.
Ugly.
Yeah.
What about Auburn, Alabama?
I don't know if it's true hate. Pretty there's good. A lot of respect. There's some hate there. There's always someone's going to say, oh, there's hate no matter what. But where it's just really...
Nebraska,
Oklahoma, there's a lot of respect.
Yeah, it wasn't hate.
It was a rivalry, and you wanted to beat them ridiculously.
The olds like us understand that. There's occasionally I'll hear a media member throw out Nebraska, Oklahoma as like this hate-filled rivalry. I'm like, no.
It was not. Even if I was part of it. Yeah. I was part of it firsthand, and it was like there was never like, it was like, no. Really
Colorado
good.
Is more like that.
Well coached. Colorado is much more.
Yeah.
Much more. Because they kind of built it on that. Colorado
was
give Colorado credit. Colorado made it a rivalry.
It was
not a rivalry. Nebraska beat the heck out of them all the time, and they made it a rival.
They
made it big, and they said Nebraska's our rival. It's can't wear red in the building. You can't do this, and then they became good.
And then it became a blood rivalry.
If it wasn't, if also the other team's no good, it's not a rival. Time to go, man. It's a rivalry. It's like not Georgia Tech. Is it a rivalry?
I don't know.
I really wouldn't call it. I think Georgia's beat them Georgia's beat them 40 times in a row.
Yeah, it doesn't really count.
Doesn't really count.
It's there's other ones. There's other ones. Like, what about Iowa? What's Iowa? Is Iowa Minnesota count? Does Wisconsin Minnesota count in that? That's pretty strong.
Ohio State Michigan. We can't forget Ohio State Michigan.
Yeah, though, for sure.
That's pretty much hate.
But you were at Wisconsin. Isn't Wisconsin Minnesota?
That's hate. Yeah. And they play and you play for hate. Paul Bunyan's axe.
Yeah.
I have a photo.
It's a sweet axe.
Of Father Mike. And Father Mike he talked to the team before every game. About an hour before we departed on the bus, he talked to every team. He did mass. And every time we did it when I was there, he had the axe with
him. No kidding?
Because I was fortunate enough, we had the axe.
The axe you were playing for?
Yeah, you know, Father Mike had it up front for mass. And he talked about during mass, nothing about anything with church. Keep the axe. This is what God would want. He wants the axe here in Wisconsin. Wow. It was great. Father Mike.
I wonder if there's R.I.P. a father in Minnesota saying that God wants this in Minnesota.
I'm sure there is.
There's conflicting gods. That's a rivalry.
It's a rivalry. Yeah, it was when they do mass with the axe, it's real. Yeah, it's real.
That is any more, Bill?
That's it. FSP. I didn't know I was supposed to do 30. I didn't know.
Well, I was making sure you were done. I want to cut into you.
There has to be potentials of Phil Stormy, Jake. So if the favorite is, like I told you what Laura said last, what game was it? You gave for getting at that. It was the Penn State game. So I got ourselves a field storming. I go, nope, the home team's behind.
They lost. So much for that.
Last thing, can I tell one more quick story?
Yes, please.
So we couldn't get our TV to work right in the garage. And so we have a TV on the outside patio, but you can tilt it so we can, if we sit in the garage where it's cold out, we have a heater, we can see the TV. So we're watching the game on Amazon. So we're watching the Bengals where our chairs were. We could see the FAU game. And then outside was here. And I go, God, it's getting kind of cold. Sugar's kind of in. I'm getting kind of cold. She goes, well, it's not that bad. Just bring sugar in and close the door. I go, well, we won't be able to see the TV. So that'll be the problem, Laura. We won't be able to see the TV. She gives one of these, ooh, so close. Come on, Gonzaga.
I love them.
Did she have a good birthday?
She had a great birthday. Good. Yes, she did. She got a lot of text messages.
That is FSPs. When we come back, Derek Bombeck and Big C is with us. Also,
Big C will be on the air
on early break on the ticket.